This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, a fantastic Monday, Medal of Honor Monday. As you know, that is coming up 1 hour from now, and we have so much other stuff we have to get to first. We are going to discuss the street protests. We're going to discuss the animals you see in the streets. What is happening? Why hasn't this taken off in the way other street protests have been? We'll continue to peel back the layers on some of the fraud that we're finding out about and some of the fraud that's still coming in this country. We're going to talk about traitorous Republicans. DEI is still alive, putting a cap on credit card interest rates, all that, emails. Apparently, you have a sock company you love, tacos, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I actually want to begin here because there's all kinds of these protests still going on. And for maybe you're not aware, so let me give you a little update on where we're at. The street animal, clearly an organized street animal who was there to block ICE in Minnesota, got herself killed. The story from last week, we already talked about it. We don't have to recap it. Well, right now they're trying to get masses of people in the streets. And when I say trying, I'm talking about the communists, mainly the elite communists. They are trying as hard as they can to push masses of people into the streets. Now, let me pause for a moment before I get to the people who are actually in the streets. I have an unconfirmed thing, so I'm not going to name it, but it kind of, well, you'll see where I'm going with this in a moment. There was a huge protest in recent years. It had a name. I'm not going to name it. That's what I'm not going to name because I'm still trying to track down confirmation of this rumor I heard. But this huge protest, and if I were to name it, you would have heard of it, okay? Big commie street protest. Had corporate sponsorship. Maybe that's putting it too simple. Had huge sponsors. What kind of sponsors did it have? Well, have you ever heard of Arabella Advisors? Arabella Advisors. You probably have not, unless you're a hyper-political person. Arabella Advisors has shut down in the last year. The reason they shut down in the last year is the Trump administration was investigating them as sort of a slush fund, I guess you would call it. What's that mean? Well, Arabella Advisors was a group. And of course, it was staffed full of communists, elite communists in Washington, D.C. And they would take in millions and millions and millions of dollars. And they would in turn dole those dollars out to other communist front groups. So this protest that I will not name, Arabella Advisors, gave them millions. The Ford Foundation allegedly gave them millions. Pause for a moment in case you're not aware. Maybe you're sitting there saying, I don't understand. Henry Ford was this titan of American industry. Not a big fan of Jews, but a big titan of American industry. How could the Ford family stop? Because we're about to talk about the Rockefeller Foundation as well. Remember this about our wealthiest people in society, and this has plagued many a society. One, two, three generations after them, it seems to be almost inevitable there will be heirs to the kingdom who hate the kingdom, hate the country where the kingdom was built, and they will take the fortune made by the tycoon and use it against the United States of America or whatever country they're in. Have you ever wondered why Disney lost its mind? Why Walt Disney was this patriot who wanted family and children and things like that? And now the latest Disney movie you took Aiden, Jaden, and Brayden to was full of a bunch of lesbians. Do you want to know why? It's because the heirs to the Disney throne hate Disney. hate family, hate America. The Ford Foundation is not Henry Ford. Yes, it's his heirs. The Rockefeller Foundation. Anyway, those two groups allegedly funded the protest. So, before we go any further and talk about the street animals themselves, you saw over the weekend, you probably saw, if you were paying attention, video of a bunch of street animals trying to break into a hotel in Minneapolis. They thought ICE agents were staying at this hotel and they were trying to kick in the doors. And maybe you sat there and wondered, why? How? Maybe you've seen people with the street signs. It's cold out, but they're still out there with the signs. Nazi, Gestapo, ICE, all that stuff. Why? How? Always remember, always, 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 100% of the time, remember, there has never been in the United States of America, there has never, ever, not one time been masses of people in the streets on behalf of a communist cause that was purely organic. That has never happened one time in the history of this country. What happens is communist groups like the former Arabella advisors and others take in millions and millions and millions of dollars from donors, usually billionaire donors, but people on the streets do give to them. They take in money from donors. They then hand that money out to this communist front group and that communist front group. And those front groups, they're the ones who train and organize communist street animal protests so they're ready almost like shock troops at a moment's notice. And let me tell you something else. Here's something that's going to creep you out, maybe. And this is 100% true if you live in a big city. If you're listening to me in a big city right now, if you're in New York City on WOAR, love you, WOAR. If you're in LA, if you're in Chicago, if you're in a big city right now, did you know there are communist street groups as we speak? They are trained. They are probably training tonight. As you listen to the sound of my voice, they're training. They are learning how to do organization in the streets, and then they're waiting, almost like a fireman. You know what firemen do? Firemen work out like beasts. That's why they're all jacked. They eat like kings, and they play video games and sleep. When they're not fighting fires, that's what they do. What are they doing? They're waiting for the call, building on fire. They get the call, uniform on, out the door. If you are listening to me in a blue area, there are communists like that in your area, groups already trained, already organized, and they don't know what the next controversy will be. They don't have any idea. A woman shot by ICE, they don't have any idea. But what they're doing is the exact same thing your local fireman is doing. They're waiting for a phone call. Ring, ring. Hey, we just had an illegal mother deported. It was on video. She tripped and fell and busted out a tooth. She's crying. This is an opportunity. Send in the troops. That organization is already trained and organized and ready, right? Now, what you're seeing in Minnesota, these are all the communist street groups that are trained and organized. But why? Have you wondered? Why hasn't this reached a mass like, say, the George Floyd protests did? Remember, after George Floyd died in Minneapolis, we had street animals in every city in the country, chucking bricks and everything else. Why has this not been able to reach that level? Well, let me explain it this way. You know what priming a pump is? To prime a pump, maybe you're not aware of this, but in construction, for instance, we would oftentimes have to set up pumps to pump water out of, let's say, a ditch. We dig down too deep. We get below the water table. There's a ditch. We have to get a pump in there. You can't just necessarily turn it on and have it start pumping. You have to get it going first. I'll just use the most basic term possible. You have to get it going first. Once you get it going, once you get some water in there, get the suction all right, then boom, then it starts going, then it starts sucking the water out. That's priming the pump. You have to get the pump primed. The communist street groups in this country, They're just the primer. They're just the priming. That's it. They are there to get the pump going. What they need are masses of people, stupid people, people who watch too much of the news, people who spend too much time on social media. They need the uninformed, untrained, unorganized masses to fall for their tricks and pour out into the streets. In Minneapolis, you had people kicking in the doors of hotels, but it was like 30 of them. There's people chanting in the streets, but it's like 20 of them. Where are the masses? The pump got primed, but nobody else showed up. Take heart in that. Now, we'll talk about the actual people who are there doing the protesting in a moment. Before we talk about them, let me talk to you about something. Let me talk to you about an empty bank account, a bad credit score. You pay your bills, don't you? What if you had a 500 credit score and could never get a loan again? You can't even get a credit card. That's what happens to people when their identity gets stolen online. Identity theft is not yesterday's news. It's bigger than it has ever been because more of your information and my information is online than has ever been online before. And this is so devastating. You feel so fine right now because it hasn't happened to you, but you wake up tomorrow morning and if it happens to you, it's the worst day, weeks, months of your life trying to put your life back together. Let LifeLock protect you. They'll give you alerts. They'll make you whole again if it happens. Don't wait until after it happens. Call now. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to lifelock.com. You just use the promo code Jesse. Save up to 40% off your first year. Terms apply. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday, only 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Just keep that in mind, just what we just talked about. I wanted to remind you again that there are always going to be street animal protests whenever there's an incident the communists think they can take advantage of. That's always going to exist on some level. But numbers matter. If the normies don't start participating, then what happened was the communist organizations, the trained, professional, funded communist organizations failed. They're always going to be in the streets because they're paid to be in the streets. But if it doesn't get the normie in your life involved, then it failed. I mentioned George Floyd, and this is going to come into play for what we're about to talk about here. I mentioned the George Floyd protests. There's a couple in our neighborhood. We are friends. The husband, hardcore Republican. She is now a hardcore Republican. Did you know after George Floyd's death, she not only went out to march with Black Lives Matter in Houston, she brought their daughter along with her? Now she's a hardcore Republican. What happened? Well, she was just a normie then. A normie who watched CNN, who spent too much time on Facebook, or black men are being slaughtered by racist cops. And she became part of the critical mass that took to the streets. If you can't prime the pump well enough for normies to participate, it's not going to be effective. All right? Now, that brings me to this email. Hey, Oracle, why do liberal white women seem to think it's a good idea to resist an armed police officer at a traffic stop? In my mind, if you do that, the best thing that will happen is you get arrested. I'm not saying the police are right all the time, but that point doesn't seem to be a good time to get in a fight. Thanks, Scott. Okay, so let's discuss that particular incident. And in fact, incidents like this. And this is an important thing to remember. Did you know that as a man, obviously I'm not going to speak for women, but as a man, that it's probably healthy if you've been punched in the face before? I've been punched in the face plenty of times. I've did plenty of punching myself. Did you know that that's healthy? No, not when you're 44. I really hope I never get punched in the face again, and I really hope to never punch anyone else again. I'm all punched out. My knuckles are all scarred up, but it's healthy. Do you know why? Because that sounds completely nonsensical, especially if you're a woman listening. What? That's terrible. It's violent. It's wrong. Someone could get hurt. All those things are true. All those things. I'm not talking down to you or saying you're wrong. But you know what happens when you get punched in the face as a dude? You learn. You learn lessons. Maybe you learn not to get mouthy at the wrong time. Maybe you learn not to stick your nose in someone else's business. Maybe you learn that, hey, after midnight at the bar is probably a dangerous place. Maybe that's time to go home, have a nightcap beer in your living room. You, whatever lesson you learn, you do learn from it, because it hurts and your eye is black and your lips are hanging off your face and you look at yourself and you wake up in the morning and your head is pounding and you say, wow, I'm never doing fill in the blank ever again. You learn, and that's a valuable, valuable thing. But why do you see such a large percentage of women at these protests, and in particular this incident, two lesbians, one of them, of course, the butch one, lipping off at the cop, taunting him, saying something, we'll get you, big boy, or something like that, and then encouraging the other one, drive, baby, drive, and now she's dead. How are you that stupid? Why would you do that? That lesson about being punched in the face, that lesson doesn't get to most women in life, because most women don't end up in situations where they punch other women in the face or get punched in the face themselves. And I'm glad. I don't want anybody to ever hit a woman, and I don't want women hitting other people. I don't even like that women ultimate fighting stuff. It grosses me out. I don't want to see that. I'm not encouraging women to get punched in the face or do any punching. That's not what I'm saying, but if you live, that lady was 37 years old. If you live 37 years without ever facing real, true physical accountability for doing bad things, it's easy to fall into the trap of, I never will. I never will. When I see a dude or a woman in a public place getting real loud, getting real lippy, stepping up to a bouncer, talking mess to the big dude at the bar. You know what I think to myself? I say it all the time. I say it to my wife. I say it to my friends. I say, that's somebody who's never been punched in the face before. Because if you've been socked in the mouth when you're 20 years old, you learn there are times where you should shut that mouth so it doesn't get socked. These people never learn true consequences until it's too late. And that's the problem. You start pressing that line and pressing that line and pressing that line. Maybe one day you step over that line. I'll just hit the gas. And now you're dead. All right. Let's discuss a bit more about this fraud stuff. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. So let's tackle something. We dug into it last week, but let me go ahead and lay this out again. And I'm going to lay it out right between the eyes. I guess that's the only way I know how to do it. So let me give it to you right between the eyes. Have you ever known somebody, or maybe you yourself have gone through this, have you ever known somebody who was diagnosed with some form of late stage cancer, stage 3, stage 4 cancer? I guess I shouldn't even ask the question, because I know that you do, because this is, it's so terrible that we all have experienced it in our lives in some way. A friend, a relative, maybe you yourself are going through it right now. Everybody gets touched by this freaking plague that takes the people we love away from us. Now, when you get that meeting in the doctor's office, you go through a lot of things. Having watched it, I've never gone through it myself. I guess maybe I will someday. But you go through a lot of things mentally. But one of the things people go through when they find out, hey, you've got stage 3 cancer, stage 4 cancer, was, is almost always, it seems like they go through the, oh my gosh, I've had this for a long time. I never knew. I wished I had known. And now you find out you have late stage cancer, and now you have to figure out how to treat it, and can I treat it, and what am I going to do? So it's a sobering, sobering moment for a couple different reasons. It's sobering because now you have to try to treat it, and you don't know if you're going to be able to. And it's also sobering because the reality is it's been inside of you for quite a while, and you just didn't happen to find it until now. And you know that if you'd caught it before, and so you're looking back and you're looking forward, and it's just a terrible moment all around. Sound familiar? I know you know what I'm talking about. Everybody does. I'm sad to say. Everybody does. Going forward, you and I are going to have to deal with something. And get yourself ready for this. We have cancer. But we're not at this point where the doctor has told us it's late stage. You know the stage we're in now? As we find out all this stuff in Minnesota and all the Somali fraud in places like Maine, and as we start to dig into this, well, you know what? I'll play a couple clips in a moment, but you know where we are? Right now, you and I, we're in our first meeting with the doctor after we gave blood. That meeting, that doctor says, hey, some of these numbers seem way off. There's a chance you may have some cancer of some kind. We need to get you in for more tests. That's where we are right now. So let me go ahead and spoil it for you. We're going to get more tests. There's going to be more fraud exposed. And we're going to have cancer in a lot of places. Okay. A lot of places. I am not telling you this to bring you down. I'm telling you this so you are mentally prepared, because already I am seeing people say things like, I'm not paying my freaking taxes anymore. I can't believe my taxes are going to these freaking thieves, and I'm not doing this, and I'm not doing that. First of all, please pay your taxes. Don't go to prison because some Somali committed fraud. Don't do that. Pay your taxes. Follow the law. That's one. But I totally understand the sentiment. Already people are disheartened, and they're angry, and they're finding out they've been pillaged. Well, that was just the first doctor's meeting. Going forward, we're going to find out that it's in your liver. It's in your lungs. It's in your spine. We are going to keep finding out as we peel back the layers of our corrupt country. We're going to find out that we have been looted for years and years and years by more communities and more states, by more entities than you can possibly imagine. Every cent of it enabled by the Democrat Party. Some Republicans participated as well. And it's only our discovery process is only going to get worse from here. But you should take heart in this. Until you discover it, you can't treat it. I'd rather know, wouldn't you? I'd rather know before I drop dead. I would rather know. I know it's an uncomfortable doctor's meeting. And I know the one we have coming up next week, that's going to hurt too. And I know we have another one, and that's going to hurt too. And we're going to find out more. And I don't want to go. It hurts too bad. I'm too disheartened. I wish we didn't. I wish it. I'm with you. I wish it wasn't this way. But until we find out, we can't treat it. I'm going to play you something. This is Bill Wells. He's a mayor in California, El Cajon to be specific. You thought it was just Somalis and daycare fraud? I want you to listen to this.
The county board says, oh, we have no idea how much is spent. To make matters worse, they're in conjunction with a homeless task force that they're the people who are on that homeless task force decide where all the money goes. Well, guess who serves on that homeless task force? All the heads of the NGOs. NGOs get to make the decisions about where the money is spent. And guess where they spend it?
Bill,
they spend it on the
Hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But are you telling me that's like letting the inmates run a prison? So the people that get to say where the money goes are the people that are getting the money in the nonprofit groups.
Exactly right. I don't get a say on that. The other mayors of San Diego County don't get a say on that. We're not even consulted.
That's homeless fraud in California. You want to hear some more from Minnesota? Remember Michelle Bachmann? She used to be a member of Congress, member of the House of Representatives in Minnesota. Hey, Michelle, how bad is it there?
Here's the dirty secret that people don't understand about Minnesota. Progressive lawmakers have been inflating Minnesota's budget so they can create grants to fund nonprofits that ultimately are for their friends, for their supporters, for their constituent groups. So our state budget is a pass-through entity. It's a financial funnel that goes from federal money, state money, to local money, but it goes through nonprofits. So friends of the progressives in Minnesota, who for decades have run this state, they create a nonprofit, they register it with the Minnesota Secretary of State, and then all of a sudden they can receive funding. A lot of these jobs are no-work jobs. So we are now not just fraud, but we're an intentional scam that's been going on for decades and decades in Minnesota.
Somali councilman resigns after days in office amid fraud scandal. That one's out of Maine. We have had cancer for years. We have convinced ourselves that it's still 1955 in America, and because the trains run on time and the streets are paved and the hospitals are relatively modern and we have a pretty decent standard of living. I have air conditioning and heating. I have indoor plumbing. The grocery store stocks or the shelves are stocked. We've convinced ourselves because we haven't seen radical degradation in our standard of living that everything must be running fine. I've been out walking. I've been going to work. I work out. I haven't felt anything different. What do you mean I've had cancer for years? But we've had cancer for years. We just had our first doctor's visit. There will be many doctor's visits to come after, and they're all going to be gut punches. Gird your loins and get ready for them, because we have to find it to treat it. We'll continue on this in a moment. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, what amazes me about the discovery of all the fraud is how it has been allowed to happen for so long. I find it very hard to believe the right hasn't known about this. Are they complicit or weak? So let's discuss a couple things. First, and believe me, I'm about to crush Republicans, so don't think I'm about to give them a pass, but I will excuse them for this. The worst fraud, not all the fraud, but the worst fraud we're going to discover in the coming years is going to be in Democrat states. Democrat policies, and this comes back to actually to popularity in elections and power. So we're going to touch on something we've touched on before. Think about some of the issues, some of the stances Democrats take. We'll use the tranny one. That's a good one, but I could go on and on and on for a bunch of them. Men and women's sports. That is one of the most unpopular positions in the United States of America. A dude pretending to be a woman beating up women in women's sports, high school sports, college sports, wherever it is. This crosses political boundaries. This crosses, you know, rural versus urban. It's almost universal. It's 80-20. People do not want that. And yet, every single Democrat in the United States of America, local, all the way up to the United States Senate, every one of them will loudly campaign on it. How does that make sense? How can they have any power at all? The Democrat Party only exists on immigration, cheating in elections, and taxpayer money, finding ways to pillage the taxpayer for his money and then send that taxpayer money in various ways to various groups, and eventually it funnels back to votes and power for Democrats. And this is not that Republicans have all the popular ideas. Again, I want to stress that. But Democrat ideas today, we're not talking about 1990, today, Democrat ideas, they're all unpopular, all of them. They're all unpopular. No Democrat has a popular idea, according to public polls. That's not on me. When you look at the stances Democrats publicly take and take loudly, they're not popular. The public does not like them. The general American public does not like them. So what does that mean for me if I'm a Democrat at any level? If I want to keep power, if I want to gain more power, I know that cheating, fraud, these things, they have to be part of my politics. If I were to tell you to run as a Republican, you know, I ran as a Republican. I ran for Congress as a Republican twice in Arizona and lost twice. But I ran for Congress twice. Part of my politics were, well, we have to knock on doors. We want to call people. We want to get out the vote. If I had been elected, I told people over and over again, I'm going to try to get the government out of your way. The federal government screws everything up. That was going to be a central part of my life. Oh, and I'm going to mass deport foreigners. Yes, I was the exact same way back then, and build a wall 100 feet high. I was the exact same way back then. That was part of my politics. But if I was running for office as a Democrat at any level, it would be built in on top of all that. Okay, we have to knock on doors and we have to get donations and we have to make phone calls and we have to get out the vote. On top of all that, hey, we also have to figure out a way to steal. We have to figure out a way to cheat in elections. I need a bunch of foreigners into my district and I need to hook up with a bunch of these organizations so I can steal taxpayer money and give it to them. This is what I was trying to explain last week when I went off about it. The Democrat Party itself is fraud. It is. They're the fraud party. This is not some code pink person on the street corner. This is the top law enforcement officer in the state of Minnesota. This is Keith Ellison. He is the attorney general of the state of Minnesota.
There's no doubt as to the fault and the blame and the guilt. And that is the massive escalation of this administration against our state, the state of Minnesota, as they have done in Illinois, Portland, and Los Angeles. This massive escalation, telling these agents that Somali people are garbage, saying that Mexican Americans are rapists and drug dealers, saying all these hateful things, is the policy reason why Renee Good is dead. And I just want to be clear, there is a specific reason why she's dead, which is the decision that an officer made. But there is a general policy reason why she's dead, and that is because of this massive, unnecessary, uncoordinated, chaotic.
That's the attorney general. That's not just some guy on the street corner. The Democrat Party is crooked. It is fraud. And so if I have to give an excuse for Republicans, we don't run California. We don't run Minnesota. We don't run Washington State. The places where this stuff is taking place, in large part, are not run by Republicans. Now, on the bit more sobering front, we also have to acknowledge that there are Republicans who would rather turn the other way on this stuff. Either they're corrupt themselves, or in places like Ohio, where Somali fraud is rampant, the loser low-T GOP that runs Ohio, they want to be seen as nice. You can't be seen as cracking down on a Somali fraud ring. After all, I'm tolerant. I want the New York Times to say something nice about me. If anyone called me a racist, I would just shrivel up and turn into a little puddle and I would die. That way of thinking has plagued Republicans for ages. That nice guy way of thinking of, but what if they call me names? I don't want them to call me names. Republicans are corrupt too. But most of this stuff, the worst stuff we're going to find, takes place at the federal level and takes place in blue states. Essentially, anything controlled by Democrats, that's where you're going to find the worst of it. All right, let's move off of this. Let's talk about a hero. Let's talk about Medal of Honor Monday. Then we're going to talk about credit card rates, putting a cap on them. I have to talk about a huge failure I had today. Supposed to be a success, turned out to be a failure. You know what was a win, though? Chalk. Chalk's always a win. Chalk's always a win because I get to feel good all the time. You know, that this brain fog thing is something people always assume comes with age. Ah, I forgot. Senior moment. You ever said that word? So I was a senior moment. I forgot. Not that you won't have senior moments. Our minds don't last forever either, but you want to have better mental clarity, better energy, better focus. You want to feel better at work. You want 3-4 o'clock at work to hit, and you're sitting there thinking, man, I'm still full of pep. I feel as good as I felt when I walked in this morning. Unlock that with natural herbal supplements. Chalk has the highest quality natural herbal supplements on the planet. An American business, an anti-communist business. Go get a subscription. You're 90 days away from feeling like a new person. I personally take a male vitality stat. You take what you want. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Medal of Honor Monday, next.